for Xbox retail store locations only. If you are not a retailer, please hang up and dial 1-800-4-MY-XBOX. Again, that's 1-800-469-9269. Welcome to Xbox Retailer Support. For console return validation, press 1. Interactive kiosk support, press 2. To report street date sale violations, press 3. We are currently closed. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Please visit our website at xbox.com. Thank you for calling Xbox. Goodbye.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
All right, welcome to Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 65. I'm C4.
I'm Kovar.
I'm Drew.
I'm Cushion.
Cushion, we have today on the phone. Thanks so much, dude. It's so cool to have more people on here.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Just listening to Kovar and I agree on everything. So, this should be quite different. Let's see, the stream, this should be airing on the 30th of October. So if you're listening, the site is hwhq.com. You can join us on IRC. The server is irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. And you can email us at gamer@hwhq.com. I want to make sure not to forget to mention that, because I always do.
Yeah.
You know, and probably a good idea to mention the beginning of the show, where everybody can go look. They'll see the notes there. And whatnot. They'll have links to all the things that we talk about so they can read the full articles and see pictures and all that good stuff. A bunch of little extra things in case you haven't been visiting the site and only listening to the stream and whatnot. We actually got a bunch of two emails to start out the show with, which has to do with the price of games that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, which I think has been a great ongoing thing because we're getting opinions and facts from all over the world, I'm sorry. And we've got one here from James, who, you know, I originally thought this email was spam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because when I glance, most of my email's spam.
Right.
And the only email I get has a fake name on it. I don't get an email from, like, Bob Smith.
Right.
It always says, like, Death Lord or something. Then I know it's a legitimate email, right? This actually, his name's James, and it comes from the Amazon domain. Right, how weird, but yeah, so I immediately was like, oh, this is some kind of spam, but I have a habit of just checking it anyway, like not actually reading it, because Outlook Express will probably take over my computer if I open the wrong email, but you can look at, like, the message source, and it won't, like, run anything in it.
Right.
But it was a legitimate email. Let's see, and he says, on the subject of prices of games in the UK mentioned in episode 63, I know it's a plug for Amazon.co.uk. Amazon.co.uk has some of the cheapest prices for games in Europe, and we're based in the UK. Pricing is down to where you look. Don't pay top dollar when you don't need to. Now, I wasn't so sure about that at first, and then I've been asking people, and they're right. The prices that they have there are actually really good compared to the local shops around there, which is kind of surprising. I didn't think they would be that good, because around here, Amazon's like the same price as everything else, plus shipping.
Right. But you don't have to pay for sales tax.
Exactly. We don't have taxes, but... Still, I mean, it's pretty nice, though, that if they, you know, somebody over there, they don't have to import everything at such a huge cost that they can get it from Amazon,
right.
You know, so, and Mocker, who wrote in last time about the prices in Norway, he said that he still would have a huge shipping cost, but yet it still might work out to be cheaper for him than to go to a local shop around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there is other alternatives. And we got an email on the same topic from Flank, and he says, I normally would just bitch in IRC. I felt compelled to write about high game prices in Australia. Just recently, I went to the local computer store and asked about Halo 2, and the guy there told me that Halo 2 was going to cost $104.95. Now, when you convert that into U.S. dollars, it's around $75 U.S. But if Amazon says they're... Oh, but on Amazon, they're selling it for $49.95 U.S. So, I mean, I don't know how. I mean, it sounds like hella Amazon pimping today, but, I mean, they must have some... You know, they must have it hooked up pretty well.
Which is good, because apparently it's pretty bad around the world. I was complaining that we were going to jump up in cost, but
even with them having cheaper prices on these websites, people are still going to go to the stores because they're lazy.
Oh yeah, I'm right in there too. I'm like, I can have it right now. I can have it right now.
Well, and that's good for the stores.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they charge that for a reason. I mean, they probably have to charge more than they do in America because of shipping and.
I'm sure they don't have the buying power of Amazon either. When they can order 10,000 copies of fucking Mortal Kombat, you know, and only pay say $30 a copy or $35 a copy, whereas your local mom and pop place is probably paying $45 a copy. So I'm sure that plays a lot into it too. And he goes on to say, and this isn't just a one-off either. Most games are at $90 Australian for Xbox, PS2, and PC, but it is way normal to see them for $99 Australian. Sure, if I convert them to US dollars, they're probably around $60 to $70, but still, when I slap down my cash, I don't think to myself what it converts to some cheaper US price, because I'm still paying $80 to $90. Hey, I mean, it doesn't matter to them, because that's, their price. So. Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember that when SOCOM came out for the PS2, was up at the $120 range.
Good.
That is crazy.
God damn.
I know. And then that's pretty bad. Like, $60 to $70, once he converts, about a $90 to $100 Australian to American dollars, $60 to $70 is still outrageous.
Yeah.
That's still... What's the most you've ever paid, Cushion?
For me?
Yeah.
Just like $50. I'm really a discount type of guy. I'm the guy who, unless I really want the game, I'm gonna wait for like the Target ad to come out, give me a game card or something.
That's got Hunter written all over it. Mister, I'll come home with like 10 $5 games before I'll come home with one $50 game.
That's right.
Which isn't always a bad thing, but it doesn't always work out though. I know you come home with a lot of crappy games.
This has got to be good. It's only $5.
That's right. I don't know what the thought process is there, but let's see. Anyways, these guys who set prices are kidding themselves if they think that people can keep paying these bullshit prices. It's no wonder that I can go to that fat guy's place over Blacktown and choose from his catalog of games for $10. Anyway, I'm getting bored bitching about this, but I totally see where Mocker is coming from. And they're right. I would flip a shit if I saw a what should be a $50 game at like $70.
Mm-hmm.
I would lose it.
Well, what was Doom 3 when it
first? 55.
Out?
Doom 3 was 55.
69.
No, it was 55. Doom 3 was 55. I think Wolfenstein was 55. The new one, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, that was either 55 or 60 when I got it.
See, that's.
I happily paid, but I was not pleased. But I was still happy. It was just like, oh, I got it on day one. I have to pay this amount. I was happy to have the game. It was a good game.
Yeah, we played it at the same time.
Yeah, that was definitely worth it. So, I don't know. Any thoughts on this price stuff? Just pipe up when you want and cut us off.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I've been nodding my head, but you probably can't hear that, can you?
No.
Well, what I was wondering is, what's the industry like over there, the video game industry? I mean, is it in big demand?
In Europe?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
I think so.
Well, I was thinking, maybe if it's kind of like a specialty hobby over there, stuff is kind of like import games are more expensive over here.
Almost like the whole industry used to be here a couple years ago?
Exactly.
Like before the PlayStation Nation rocked the world?
Yeah, and see, this is the thing that kind of worries me, is what got the PlayStation so hot, if you remember, was they dropped down the games from 50 to $40.
I honestly don't know about that whole PlayStation time, because I just wasn't around. I didn't play console games for about 2 years, right about then.
It was so hot because there were so many choices.
Yeah, exactly. So, what is it? The new stuff was $40, and then they brought out the greatest hits for $20, and they just annihilated everybody else.
Huh. Did they ever mention that it was because it was cheaper to manufacture CDs, or did they give some kind of a reason?
For what?
For why the game would only be $40.
No, it was just, Nintendo was talking about making $75 cartridge games, so then they said, well, we'll cut them off of the past then.
Yeah, I remember hearing about all that. That was absolutely ridiculous. Yet, that never happened, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it might be happening here.
Yeah.
It's not a good move. It's just not. People are gonna buy less games.
I think so, too. Now, Mocker, speaking of him, he bought a bunch of games the other day from some, clearance place or something for, $10, and they weren't crappy games.
I mean,
some of them were crappy. Yeah, he got a 3-pack of something ridiculous because it was cheap, he said. But he did get Alice in that pack. There was a whole bunch of games that he bought that he found at some, like, cheap place.
That's just because they were all old.
Exactly. This is a four-year-old-plus game here, you know. Mm. But still, I mean, if you have to wait for the price to come down, it will be worth it. You can't play, you know, right away, but, you know, just let the hype die down. Let the real reviews come out, you know, not IGN's slathering.
9.9!
We'll get to that in a minute. I didn't want to jump the gun too much on that, but it's too funny. let's see, what else? We got actual kind of new stuff here. The PS2. Now, we talked about this before, but I've actually finally got my hands on one of these things. Like, I got to hold it and caress it and kiss it and everything. This thing is hot. It really is. It is a one fine-looking piece of hardware. It doesn't seem like it at first. You see the screenshots, you're not understanding. You gotta get your hands on one.
It looks so skinny.
It is. It really is. It looks like some kind of anorexic supermodel version of the PlayStation 2. It's nuts. It is really, really small. But it feels solid enough, though. Almost like not kind of cheap. Like my PS2 kind of feels like it's kind of light and flimsy. This thing is solid. Packed full of stuff. I mean, I still don't like the flip top, because that seems kind of cheesy. Like, it would have been nice to have, like, a tray that slides out.
Mm. See, I don't like those, because I'm always afraid the tray motor is going to die on those.
Yeah, you know what, I hear that a lot, but I figure there's the tray motor, it's got to spin the disc, there's a lot of stuff that could go out, you know.
But it eventually will.
Yeah, oh yeah, but I could pull the tray out still. Plus, the biggest thing for me is the expansion bay for the hard drive. That
right.
is of the utmost importance, and you cannot get that on the new version of the little mini PS2 thing. You can't get that. There's no option for that. So that leaves Final Fantasy XI players out in the cold.
Yeah, it makes them feel real good for spending $100 about, what, a year ago?
Yeah, exactly.
But they already had the PS1. This is for people that don't have the regular PS2.
But they're not going to offer the regular PS2 anymore. They're not going to have, like, the giant version that we have now. So you're screwed. There's absolutely no way that
if your PS2 dies.
Or if you don't have one. You know, maybe this whole time you've been saving your money, you know, and, like, not going to school and buying lunch, you know, all that $2 a day your mom gives you for lunch, you're saving because you got to get yourself a PlayStation, and it took you this long to save up enough for the hard drive and the, you know, with Final Fantasy and the PlayStation, and now you can't find one. You know, everybody's going to have to buy used PlayStations and whatnot. I'll tell you what.
Or do what they should do and play it on the damn computer anyway.
Well, that's not my full motivation for the hard drive. My motivation for the expansion bay is the HD loader.
Right.
Because, it's so cool to have all your games right there with no load, with greatly reduced load times.
You don't have to sit there and switch discs.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I noticed that you're still the chain. To change a game, you're still getting up the...
Yeah, that is a pain in the ass. They really need some kind of, like, soft reset. You know, that would have been awesome.
It's not all four shoulder buttons and start and select.
I don't think so.
Have
I haven't
tried.
No.
That's a very common soft reset for games.
Huh.
Especially in the PS2.
Well, it might not work with the HD loader, though. It might reset the game, but I needed to reset the PlayStation.
Right.
So that it reloads the HD loader disc. You know, because,
right.
I mean, granted, though, it's a whole lot easier to get up and hit that button twice than it is to get up, hit the button, pop the tray out, you know, look for the disc, put all that crap away, put the new one in, and then deal with long-ass loading times anyway. It still saves me a shitload of time, and it's been great.
Give the four shoulder buttons and the
Yeah, I'll try, but I'm pretty sure it's just going to reset the game, but we'll see. We'll see. So, I don't know, because I don't think it actually resets the PlayStation itself.
No, it is a software thing that most games put in, so.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to try, though.
But if it tells the PlayStation to reset the disc...
Oh, yeah, hey, maybe it will. Maybe it will, rather than just to reload the game. You might be right. That'll be interesting to find out. And then let alone to find out if it actually works, if it loads up the same on a soft reset as a hard reset. Maybe it doesn't. That's why they disabled the reset button on it. When you boot off that HD loader, you can't reset your PlayStation. You have to turn it off.
That's right. It could cause issues.
Yeah, it might not work. So it'll be worth playing around with, though. What else did I want to say? Oh, you know, I mean, in this thing, in case we weren't clear before, it does have the modem and the network adapter built into it.
Mm.
I mean, it's really cool, and the box is all tiny. I mean, it looks almost like you can't have that much power in something that small. It's pretty slick and great for bringing places, you know,
right.
Much more portable. I imagine we might even see those little LCD screens that attach to the back of it, you know,
right.
For ultimate portability pretty soon. That'd be pretty slick. That'd be pretty neat. This thing, it's just sexy, man. For a piece of hardware, it really is. It looks good.
Just because it's small.
No, man, it's like they have a cool little like shiny black band around it, like it says PS2 on it. It's hot, man. You gotta go check it out, I'm telling you. What else happened? Oh, and The Bard's Tale.
Right.
Should be in stores by the time this airs. Which
some stores now, I believe.
Really? That's pretty cool. Well, today's the 27th,
but certainly by the time this airs.
Yeah, absolutely. Within 3 days, this will be out. And I think this is one of those games that is going to do fairly well for a select market of people. It's going to have, like, the cult group following it, you know? Probably going to have a bunch of mods for people that have, like, hacked Xboxes and shit, you know? Mm. So, have you heard anything on this at all, Cushion, or...
About the Bard's Tale?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I'm not really big into, like, the RPGs and stuff, but I'm all for games making fun of themselves. I think more should do it. Stop taking themselves seriously.
Totally. Totally. And they do poking, a lot of poking at other games in this. So, not only itself,
right.
but RPGs in general and other games. They even said they were making fun of the Halo leak and stuff like that. I mean, how funny is that? That's great. That's
exactly. Like, and if they had, like, an ad saying, okay, we know video games are kind of silly. Well, here's kind of like the space ball of video games. You get a lot more people to buy it.
You know what? That's a good point. Absolutely.
It does look like it's really funny.
It does. It does. It's got some pretty neat stuff. The old man, the trap finder, sounds great. I just want to hear that guy complain and then have him watch him die.
I've seen an ad of that. Like, what is it? Like, he's flying onto a bed of spikes or something?
Oh, I haven't seen that one. The only ad I saw, it had, like, two roads. And on the left road, it had, like, certain doom. It was all dark and cloudy. It had an evil castle and some kind of skeleton warriors there. On the right-hand side, it had some hot server wench, right, wearing next to nothing, a pile of gold, and your guy there. The bard was there. It was pretty funny. It was pretty neat. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. I just pray that they don't screw it up like... I feel they screwed up X-Men Legends.
This does look pretty bad from what I've seen.
I could not get over how bad this game was. And the reason I mention them together is because the Bard's Tale is basically the same idea. It's the same engine in it, basically.
Right.
If it's not the same one, it uses one of the other. It's either the Champions of Norrath one or it's the Baldur's Gate engine. It's one of the two. And I don't know. I finally got my hands on this after wanting to play it so bad. This is out for all three consoles right now. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you have, but you can play the X-Men. But I don't know if you want to. It really, really let me down.
Wolverine doesn't regenerate.
That really blew my mind.
You know, I think that's why nobody played Wolverine in the video games.
Because he doesn't regenerate?
Yeah, exactly. I was an X-Men fan, love Wolverine, never pick him in the video game.
Huh.
Not even, what is it, Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah, the fighting ones, yeah. That absolutely should be a special power for him, seeing as how that's what he does. Instead, they make it all about the claws.
Exactly, like with the Adamantium Barrage or something.
Yeah, yeah.
From a gameplay standpoint, it does kind of give him quite a bit of an edge, especially on something like a fighting game, like SNK versus Capcom.
It doesn't have to be a fast regen, though.
Any regen is an edge.
Yeah, but, I mean, you take away a move.
You know,
you take away some bullshit move. If you look at the fighting ones, it seems like they copied the Ken and Ryu characters, right? And they just slapped his moves on the Wolverine. But if they would, then he's like, I swear to God, they're like almost the same. You know, like the animations, of course, are different, but like the moves in effect aren't the same. You know, change it up. Give him a little bit of regeneration and take away, you know, his Dragon Punch or Hurricane Kick or take one of those away. I think it would. It would have given him a little bit more Wolverine to Wolverine.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I could have sworn that he was regenerating in this yesterday, and I must have been watching his energy bar, because you have energy to do special moves.
Right. That's like your mutant force.
Yeah, you have, like, when you level up in this, you get, like, you can put points in, like, agility, damage, you know, hit points, crap like that, and then you have, like moves, you know, like magic.
Right.
It was magic in the other games. Same thing, yeah.
Your mutant powers.
But they're weird. They're not quite real mutant powers. They're like Claw Rush or something.
Well, for Wolverine, but for Storm it might be...
Oh yeah, I bet those are pretty cool. But unfortunately, I don't even care to play this game, to put up with this game, to get that far into it. That's how bad it was.
I don't like how linear it is.
Well, yeah, that does kind of blow, but I mean, it's just
that's
hack
the style
slash,
of game.
You know, yeah. Like, you have to expect that if you're buying one of these hack and slash type of games. You know, that's just
this is mindless button pressing.
It should be fun.
Goodness.
Yeah, it should be fun. Just like the other ones that are out that are just like it, but not, you know, like Champions of Norrath is fucking amazing. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance series, I love it. You know, D&D Heroes. And yet somehow, they blew this one. And
I almost don't know how you can. I mean, it's such a simple genre.
It is. It's perfect for it. It sounded so cool, too. with all the abilities and whatnot you could have. But one of the first things I noticed about the graphics that I wanted to point out was how poorly your character stands out in the world. Because your characters are cel-shaded, and the rest of the world is realistic looking. So it, like, you really stand out. And I know that the idea there was, oh, you're a comic book character, but goddammit, the world isn't a comic too. So yeah. They should have either, I felt, done full-on cel-shading or none at all.
Right. Yeah, it should have been one way or the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That combo stuff really doesn't work very well, no.
Yeah, I don't think it went over too well. I mean, sometimes it works, I guess. Sometimes, I'm sure there's a game I can think, I just can't remember the name of it, but I was playing something that used a little bit, and it did look good. I can't think of what it's called now, but I know I did play some game. But in this, not a good job at all. Especially with your character, the screen so pulled so far back, like, or the camera.
It gets kind of muddy.
You know, yeah, it almost looks like you're seeing the black outline of your character more than you're seeing, like, the detail in the character itself. Yeah. It was very, very bad.
I think if they had done the cel-shading better, it just was a poor job of cel-shading.
Yeah, I'm sure they could have done it better. And it
some games that do cel-shading are really good-looking.
They are, like Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
It's just incredible, you know, but again, the whole world is cel-shaded, so
true.
I don't know, I mean, and the sound, it just, you know, there was nothing that, like, was remarkable there at all.
It was annoying.
It was very repetitive.
Generic scream one.
Yeah.
Every time you kill somebody.
The sounds are really bad. The music itself, very repetitive. It just, I don't know. It wasn't very good. It kind of got on my nerves. The way that the levels scrolled, now I don't know if this was a PlayStation thing or what, but when I walked, it was almost jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Like the world was not smooth. You would see a bad hit in the frame right there, and it would just mess it up. And I got a headache the first time I played it.
Which is sad because there's not a whole lot going on power-wise.
Yeah, there's...
This game's not a big, heavy hitter in any regard.
Maybe later on when you've got, like, 8 dudes on the screen or whatever.
Well, right, but you didn't when you were playing.
Yeah.
And it was choppy.
Still fucking me up, yeah. Oh, I see, the choppiness, yeah.
Right.
Doesn't bode well
for you. Because I've seen plenty of PlayStation games that are pretty intensive and they do just fine.
Yeah, they don't have that problem, and yet this suffered greatly from it.
That's programming laziness.
So, here's what I want to know. Do you suppose the GameCube or the Xbox version suffer from that also?
That's what makes it sound like maybe this was a port, like it was intended for another system.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm sure it ultimately plays the same.
Maybe, but it was probably programmer laziness.
Very well could be.
Because the thing about console games, I've said it before, is that the programmers have to be real on top of the ball, using the program to get good performance as opposed to the hardware, like they rely on computers.
But they're not going to make, like, 3 different completely separate versions of the game. They're going to make one and port it. You know? That is
where... do some tweaks.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly.
It doesn't take a whole lot of extra time to do a little tweaking.
This should have. It seemed like this was, big ticket game coming up. It's got the X-Men label on it. We have to get this out. No time for polish. Finish the game, send it out.
I mean, look at what Gran Turismo 4 looks like. There's no right way the PlayStation hardware should be able to do that.
Did I tell this story a couple weeks ago about us watching?
Maybe.
I don't know if I did or not. You know, we watched it was on a demo disc, and it wasn't a demo. It was it wasn't the Gran Turismo 4 demo. It was like a video thing showing gameplay footage. I thought we were watching video, like of real cars racing. Let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah, they had Gran Turismo 4, like I said, at that one convention I went to, and it looked like a race was going on.
Yeah.
The only thing you could tell is, like, you know, the usual kind of, okay, let's look at the edges, there's the Jaggies. And I was like, holy shit, that's playing on a PS2.
Yeah, it blew my mind. And I actually thought that some of the scenes, because I could tell in some scenes, but some scenes had me so convinced that I was watching video that I said, I can't tell which ones of these are video, and Kobar jumped all over my shit. They're all fake. I couldn't believe it. I was so impressed.
Well, that's my whole point, because
programmers... Something that intense and that good runs perfectly smooth, and this crap, which is not spectacular in any means, runs like shit. I couldn't believe it.
You know, what it seems to me what they like to do is, like, towards the end of a system's life, they show what it can really do.
It's not that they like to do it, it's that they learn how the hardware works better, and they learn how to program for it better.
The programmers and the developers, they learn the tricks to make it work better.
Yeah, but by the time they do this, the system's done.
Well, that's just how it happens, though.
But that's actually a good thing, because when the system comes out, those crappy graphics
are
awesome, because it's a jump ahead hardware wise. And then as the system ages, the programs still look better and better because
they're learning how to do it better.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what else did I want to say about this game? It was crappy. The controls even sucked. The biggest complaint was you couldn't configure them. You could not change your controls. And the control layout it uses, if I remember correctly, was the default Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance control. It felt a lot like that for some reason, because I remember hitting some of those same buttons going, who the fuck would put this button there? And I kept having to do it when I was playing that. So, I didn't, you couldn't even control the rotation of the camera.
And I heard you didn't even get to the worst part about this game, which is the vehicles. Oh. I heard that controlling the vehicles is just absolutely ridiculously bad.
Huh. I haven't read too much about it. I just assumed it was going to be cool.
We were in GameStop or Game Crazy, and they were talking about that.
Yeah. I wasn't really listening.
And they shut up real quick and like, oh no, it's a pretty good game when they saw us listening.
One of the cooler parts of it was that you did have different moves you could do that were basic moves. Unlike Champions of Norrath and all the games like this, you only have your one slash. You know, you only have, like, that one move that you really do. You actually did have, like, a combo system where you could hit X and circle a couple different times and to get different things. Like, three X's, and you'd get, like, a three-hit combo. X, two circles, and three X's was a six-hit combo. And the animation was completely different. You did tons of more damage, and maybe the guy would go flying away, or Wolverine, or whoever you were playing would jump up in the air and slam him down, whatever. They did have other cool little things, but it wasn't enough to save the game. This is something that needs to be brought over to the next, like, you know, iteration of these kind of games. So they definitely need to bring in the different style of hits and the different combos. Keep that, but drop every other part of X-Men.
As you went along, did you learn more combos?
Actually, you gain, I think, didn't I gain abilities later on? You gain abilities. I didn't know it. I think I have to figure the combos out for myself.
So it's actually more like kind of magic, kind of like you get more mutant ability.
Yeah, that's exactly what you, because you actually can put points into those things.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, each time you use that requires energy, and you can only carry 10 energy, like, potions, whatever they are, and 10 hit point ones, and each one only seems to, like, the hit point one fills up, like, a third or a quarter of your life bar.
Even at level 2.
Yeah. And you can only, I mean, they just seem useless. I imagine they power those up. But
but you're getting more hit points too. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you start out with like 100 hit points almost, you know, with Wolverine anyway, and then you're gonna have a ton later on.
Mm.
So they need to power those up, but you only can carry 10. So, I don't know. And I did not see regeneration on Wolverine's power list. Like, of available things that I can buy one day. It's not on it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it looks like you can put like extra levels into the skills that you have. Like, if I took that, like, Claw Rush one or whatever the hell it was called, you can put like 5 levels of points into it to make it do more damage or whatever, maybe go further. But still, I was not happy. Not happy at all. Especially when I kept getting killed by this tiny little flame. There was like this little ball of fire on the ground, and this guy burned down a tree, and this tree's on fire. You couldn't apparently jump over it. You couldn't slash the tree. You know, none of the things that I would do if I was Wolverine.
Mm.
Apparently, you have to track down like a fire hydrant or something and fucking throw water on it, and it was so stupid. It did 10 points of damage, right? At that level, when you get there, you're level 2 or 3, and you have like 80, 90 hit points.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you die. You walk up to it, and you're like, and you die almost right away, because then you get rushed from behind. You know, if you didn't kill the guys on just one of the corners, they'll come rushing at you. And they'll kick your ass. I wasn't happy at all.
I think stuff like that's unexcusable, like a comic book video game. You know, like, they can't blow out fire, or you need a key to open a door. Come on, they're superheroes.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, I should be able to blow through a wall or whatever. I mean, maybe I can get burnt, but I should be able to regenerate those hit points and still get over the obstacle.
Mm.
You were supposed to have multiple ways to get across all these obstacles. How come I only have 2? You know, why don't they give me more options than...
They never did that like they said?
No,
like,
they have that in there, but it's not like you'd think.
Oh, it's not like Iceman does a freeze and Storm does this and Colossus does that.
They have their moments, but they're select few and they're geared towards, you know, like, a certain way of getting through things.
Mm.
You know, there's not like this freedom that I was looking for in it.
Mm.
You know, and I guess I should have expected there not to be. And I let it get to my head that it was going to be a little bit more, like, open to where I could do a lot in the world, you know?
Right.
I love how it takes Wolverine 2 or 3 slashes to kill a wooden bench. That was awesome, because it takes me, like, I can throw like a barrel into it and it blows the whole, it crushes the whole thing. I don't know, it just didn't seem, this is going to be a strange word, realistic enough to even, you know, make you feel like you were in that world.
Exactly, it's the classic argument of, like, what is it, Star Wars games, the lightsaber never does one hit kill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little more, maybe it's more the fact that it's a little more generic.
Yeah.
Like, Wolverine's hits are just, they might as well be punches.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I don't know. Ultimately, very disappointed. I would have to say that if this was a $20 game, though, and this is only because I like this style of game, I would probably pick it up for $20. Mm. You know? But I don't think I would pay a dollar over that. Absolutely not.
But did it feel like it was long? Didn't they keep saying it was going to be like 80 plus hours?
I didn't play it long enough to get a good feeling for how long it was. The levels were pretty short, though. I mean, they were really small.
Yeah, each loading thing was really small, and then you had to load again.
Yeah, it was very.
And
weird.
I don't even know why. There's not that much texture. There's not that much sound.
Yeah, there's nothing there, and then it still required quite some time to load. You know, and then you had a level that you'd walk through that would take you about like 2.5 minutes, and then you would have to sit there and load for like 30 seconds or so again.
Well, was there like a percentage that you saw? Like, how far into it were you?
Not very far at all. I mean, like in the first couple levels.
So maybe it has just a ton of these itty bitty levels.
That's what it seems like. It seems like it's really, I don't know, it's not very good. But we got it. You know what? We've been talking about this crap for way too long. I didn't realize what time it was already. You got to play fairly extensively, I guess, Blood Rain 2?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, at least a couple hours worth. Didn't have to get a feel.
Well, let us have it.
But did you guys play it?
Sort of.
Yeah, I've probably put about an hour into it total between, like, two different times I've played it.
Played a couple levels of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about as much as I did. But I got some pretty good observations of it. So, Blood Rain 2, everybody's heard about this one. You know, she was in Playboy. She's been all over the place. They're hyping this, like, no tomorrow. Okay, basically... I forget what the thing is. I think it's kind of like a Blade story. Didn't really quite catch the story, but it's like her against all the vampires.
Yeah, because she's half vampire, whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, do you have your notes in front of you, yours?
Yeah, I got my notes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to set it up real quick.
Oh, okay.
In case nobody's ever heard of this. So, yeah, basically, the things I got on this are the graphics are pretty good, especially for some, you know, no-name companies making Blood Rain. But the bad thing is everything looks small.
Hmm.
Like, you look like you're way far away from her. You know that?
Because everything was seemed like... I felt like I was small. That's what I got the feeling of. Like, Blood Rain was small. When I was walking her around, and it felt
like she was half the size of Tomb Raider or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, if you zoom in the camera, she's really detailed.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I think, though, that just, like... It made it easier for me to play, though, with the camera where it is, or that view, only because I could see more of what was going on. Because this game has that... You know, you getting rushed from behind, and your camera doesn't spin around, or there's no notification that there's a guy behind you.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of helped me so that I could get a good feel of what's around me. So that didn't bother me so much as I actually really liked it, because the up-close camera pisses me off on those third-person games.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying with that. If, you know, if the camera's like 2 feet behind her and then like five guys come up, you can't really see them coming.
Not that I don't mind staring at her ass the whole time.
Exactly. So, see, that's kind of like what I was thinking of, that she was supposed to be, like, the big selling point, but then, you know, the camera's, like, 50 feet away.
Yeah, you can zoom it in, though, and play a little bit closer, can't you?
I think, like, you know, if she's standing there, you can zoom it in. Or...
Yeah, you can roll it around and back it up into a wall and get a pretty good close-up, but...
Or if you're, like, crazy in a battle, you can jiggle the right stick around and go nuts, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow, the sound is pretty good. It's your basic, you know, Castlevania light music.
Totally.
The sound effects are pretty good, though. She's got those, like, arm knives. You know, the slicing, and you heard, like, blood spraying.
Yeah, those, whatever they're called, the blood blades or whatever. I like the way those sound. They do make a cool noise.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool because, like, it was kind of context sensitive, if you will. Like, the guy's like, my arm, and then you see his arm fly off and he dies and it's full of blood.
They did a pretty good job with that.
Yeah. The big thing for me was the controls. Blood Rain was, like, way too twitchy. Did you notice that?
Yeah, did you play the first one?
Yeah, I did.
It seems like they've improved on it, but not as much as I would like still.
Like, well, the first one, she was kind of muddy, kind of, how did somebody put it, like a marionette?
See, I don't know. I thought she moved like a damn stick figure when I played it, and like I would barely move it, she'd go flying off somewhere. I had hella control problems with it.
Yeah, I kind of recall that. Like, wasn't there a part where you had to balance on, like, power lines, and you could never make it?
I remember my biggest problem jumping across the boats.
Yeah, because you kind of had to do a tightrope on the power lines or something.
Yeah.
The island.
Yeah, it must have been the same. So yeah, I remember being up there, and it was just fucking bizarre. It was so hard to control. So it just seems like it's really sharp now, but it's like, yeah, I guess like overkill. She still moves like a little bit of a stick. I mean, but she's dead though, you know.
Yeah, but for me it was kind of on again, off again. It's like if you come to a tightrope thing, she'll get on it no problem. You jump anywhere near, she's on it.
Yeah, and very smooth. Very well animated.
You don't even think you're going to fall off. Just keep walking forward. But yeah. The first thing is it says, okay, press X to jump. I played PlayStation version. And you jump and it's like, boom. You know, she's like jumped 50 feet off the ground. And so you're thinking, oh, great. Well, if I got to do some platforms, you know, she's way too squirrely. Sure enough, guess what's up in the level?
Yeah.
Yep.
There is an awful lot of that in this. You know, lots of jumping, lots of swinging off of shit, lots of flying around.
Yeah, I got like two levels in and gave up when she's got to do like the wall jump up that rafter. And I don't know.
Yeah, I really like the direction they want to go with this. That's what it is. I can see that they want to have this really smooth, really fast, well animated, hot half vampire chick tearing through people and flying all over the place.
Kind of like if Tomb Raider was a ninja, you get that feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where she's just got like the two gun action, but yet she can do a wall, jump up a wall, and slice the throat.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it so much. It just doesn't play that well.
I know. It's like if somebody else had made this game, it just would have been so great.
They need the Sly Cooper team on it.
Exactly.
He moves excellent.
Yeah.
That game controls perfectly. That game is amazing. But you know what? I did like this version of Bloodwing a whole lot more. The graphics I thought were outstanding. The moves are cool as shit that you can do. You know, once you get up on the tight ropes and the sliding and the grinding or whatever you can do and the flying around and the jumping and all that twirly crap, it really is cool.
It does get a lot of points for style.
Yeah. Big, big style points. Good call.
Yeah. The problem I had, though, is that it felt like she had too many moves. Did you get that feeling?
No, I thought she didn't have enough, but it seemed like I kept doing the same slices and the same fatalities.
Exactly, but it's like you could go into, like, blood mode or something and go nuts. But
yeah,
really,
that's when she gets all...
All you gotta do is slice away at them.
She gets all blendery. It's awesome. I think it's pretty cool. So, I don't know, maybe, you know, everybody wants a different thing out of this, but I like the direction. I can tell that I feel that they want to take it. It's just not smooth enough. So,
yeah,
I got a feeling like, you know, had somebody else take a look at it, you know, just say the kind of same game, to say, look, can you make these controls tighter?
Yeah.
That was an awesome game.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to play it through more, but I hear it's a little short, though.
See, to me, it was just, she was way too twitchy. I just threw in some cheat codes, looked at some other levels, you know, it was just more of the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, I was kind of into it there for the little bit I played it, though, so... I'm going to have a round with the next couple of weeks, I think. I'm going to have to give it a shot. But a friend of mine bought it, and he said that he came home at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, had it beat that night. So, yeah, maybe it's a little slow, or maybe he's just really good at this kind of game or whatever, but I don't know. It seemed pretty cool. You got to play SRS Racing, which actually I haven't played, and you did make some kind of comment earlier about everybody's played it on IRC or something.
Yeah, what was it? Last week, if anybody was on IRC, they knew, like, I was stalking the people at Blockbuster to get some of these hot games. I was trying to get, what was it, Mortal Kombat or Def Jam, because I said SmackDown, I figured I could review that, or I forget what the third one was, but I ended up just getting Blood Rain and SRS. Oh, X-Men Legends, I never got that either.
We know what, we don't even have it here. There's two Blockbusters here, they don't even carry X-Men Legends.
Exactly, I was telling you, what is it, I was at three video stores, two Blockbusters, neither one had it. But both had Larry and the Guy game.
Yeah.
And a Hollywood Video, the only one in town, had one copy for Xbox.
I'm going to have to go check out our
Blockbuster has Leisure Suit Larry?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got three copies, and it's got, like, a copy of the Guy Game, too.
Yeah, I saw it down there. Because I've been into Blockbuster, because I've been trying to get all these damn games, and I'm there every day, and they're gone. You know how long it took me to get my hands on Burnout? They still do not have. I don't think that thing's ever touched the shelf since the day they got it. The Xbox version has never touched the shelf.
You know what the deal is? The guy told me.
Huh.
It's that damn card that they give you for, like, $14.99. You can rent the games for a month.
They had
Mortal Kombat, and he's like, they're all on the Game Pass.
Damn.
And I'm like, well, why did they set, like, half of them aside, you know?
Yeah, really. They should have some kind of a limit, though. You get guys that have that shit for a month.
Well, what they could do is have some copies designed for Game Passes and some copies designed for...
Yeah, but then the Game Pass guys are going to be pissed when it's not in and they want it.
Well, but kind of take the Game Pass guys into consideration. I mean, you know, I'm guessing not more than like a dozen people at one Blockbuster have a Game Pass.
You know, I would think the same thing. I would think that, too. They harass me every time I go in there for that, you know? And
you'd think you'd want it.
You would think, except for the fact that, one, they never have any games in that I want, and two, they don't have that many games to begin with. That's why I've got Gamefly now.
Yeah, that's like, I asked him about the Mortal Kombat games, and he's like, no, they're all in the Game Pass. Do you want to be on the Game Pass? And I'm like, well, hell no, they're not going to magically appear if I do.
Exactly. It's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
You know, because if I still have that same problem, which I do every time I go in there, I can't find a damn thing to rent, so I rent something I didn't want to play, you know, but I just get something anyway because I was there? Oh, screw that, you know.
Your Blockbusters have stickers on the boxes that say, see front, like, counter for display or something?
No.
Like, one of our Blockbusters had that, like, every new game, like, half of the entire video game throughout says, see front counter, display only.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I don't look closely enough or something, but I was just there yesterday just to check out and see, mainly just to see if it was gone already, San Andreas. And I was looking for Outrun, and neither one of those were on the shelf, yet they have posters all over the store for San Andreas. So, but what did you think about SRS?
Not very good.
Really?
This was kind of like the booby prize of me stalking Blockbuster. Like, one day SRS came out, and I was like, yeah, I got to review something. So, yeah, basically everybody had played this on IRC. When I mentioned it, they were all like, oh, yeah, it sucks. Well, anyways, this was a big hype game, so I thought I would check it out anyways. Kind of like True Crime and Riddick and all them.
Yeah.
Total Need for Speed Underground ripoff. Just any way you look at it, it's a ripoff of that.
But did they do a good job?
Like, this came before Need for Speed Underground, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the deal was, this is one of those that 3DO had been working on forever, like Army Guys, or Army Men, like 74. And
Who took over the project?
Namco.
Oh, okay.
Namco's got their name on it, but it's like, you know, nobody Enterprises is making it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the weird thing, is it was on the shelf for so long by 3DO, and here comes Need for Speed, why didn't they approve on any of this stuff?
Huh. Yeah, well, I was just saying, huh, that's weird. You're right. I don't know how they could let it down so bad, especially when we're looking at, like, racing game of last year. They know, you know, what to expect. You're up against Need for Speed Underground.
I know. Well, the bad thing is, like I was saying, everything you look at this just looks like a knockoff. It's got the girls on the billboards, and it's got, like, licenses, but they're, like, lame licenses.
Can you wreck the cars?
That's something I don't have in the notes, but I just thought I'd mention that. What's funny is it's all about modding cars, but Honda doesn't have a license. So weird.
Huh.
You get, like, Subaru.
You think it'd be all about the Civics?
Or something. But here's the thing. Okay, you get into a wreck, right? Let's say you totally nail the guy next to you, just sideswipe him. The lights get cracked.
What?
Crack the front and back tail lights, your windshield, like, first impact just shattered.
Jesus.
And it's like, it's funny, like, after you went around, let's say you get 70% damage, right, but you won the round, so they're showing around your car. The shell of your car is perfect, but it's like, all of the front lights and tail lights are destroyed. The front and the back glass is all shattered, and the trunk's starting to pop up.
Oh, my God.
Uh, that was pretty bad.
All that for your little Porsche logo on there or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, and the insane thing is, like, you know, it looks like it's drivable, kind of lags a little bit, but not much to be noticed, and then you're blowing all your race money on repairs.
That is retarded. Does it do a good job of making you feel like you're going fast?
No.
Really?
Not at all. The weird thing is, you feel like you're going 15, 20 miles an hour. This is one of those games you look down, you're going like 112. So, and that's another bad thing is, one of the big kickers for it was, they wanted to say, well, it's like GTA, you can go and drive anywhere. You know, this girlfriend's up the block, you can pick her up, or this street race is a couple blocks over. But the bad thing is they got cops all around, and, you know, you're going to get caught for speeding.
That's pretty weak.
And the speeding's even worse, because, okay, you got some badass modded-out car, right?
Uh-huh.
And little lights, look like cop lights, will come up to say, warning, warning. And you'll see on your map that the cops are around. So you got to take it slow. But, you know, to them that's like 65, so you're, you know, on the run now. And the weird thing is, it's kind of like a GTA map, so you can see where the cops are, but like at every intersection, they just like magically appear. And what happens is, at the top of the screen, you get like cop lights, and one side says like escaped, and the other side says busted, and like this needle will go from one side to the other. And what's funny is, all these magical cops will start to follow you, and, you know, even if you're on, like, a straightaway street, just more and more and more get behind you, and you see the needle dip. Mine wasn't even all the way down to busted. I was still running, and the screen comes up that says busted, and you hear, oh, yeah, we got the perpetrator in custody. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
That sounds
Do you have no real chance of getting away?
I tried, like, three times and said forget it. The funny thing is, though, if you press select, you get, like, a map of the city, kind of like Vice City or San Andreas.
Uh-huh.
And you can, like, teleport to all these places, to anything, like your garage or a race, or you're going to pick a girl up.
I love it when my cars have teleport.
Exactly. And it's like, well, then why, you know, what's the upside of, you know, going free range?
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid. So if you had to put a price on this game...
I went with $10.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. This is bargain bin fodder here.
What's that?
Bargain bin fodder.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to see this in the bargain bin in no time.
I keep seeing it, too. They have actually two copies of that. Not one copy of, like, say, X-Men or anything I actually want to play. You know, one copy of Blood Rain 2, but they have two copies of SRS.
Yeah, I thought that was so weird in my
system,
video.
I think, well, I was just saying, I think ours, isn't it out for PS2 and the Xbox?
I think so, for all of them.
Oh, really? Oh, I know I've seen two copies for the Xbox and the PS2 at our Blockbuster, like the main one over here.
Yeah, but that was the weird thing. It's like, I couldn't find this, and this was kind of hard to come by. Never found Mortal Kombat, never found X-Men. Found Blood Rain on the first try.
Yeah, you know, it was down there at ours, too, but this is why Gamefly is awesome. Because, you know what, they've got a huge selection, and the games I'm getting from them look brand new. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting crap that's, like, hella tore up yet, anyway. I mean, I haven't seemed to get any that are bad, but, of course, I am shooting for kind of new games, but I'm getting them. Unlike Netflix, where you'd wait 7 years for a, you know, new release. So.
Yeah, that is where I'm cheap. I just, like, sit in a game for, like, months and months, so.
Well, let us move on to what I have been playing non-stop. All right, hold on. Alright, Burnout 3 Takedown. This is actually not on the GameCube, unfortunately, because I guess the other ones were, though. Burnout 2, I guess that was. But Burnout 3, Jesus Christ, I seriously cannot
stop. Holy Mother of Christ.
Holy Mother of Christ, I can't stop playing this game. I mean, seriously, this game has had me locked to my chair for hours this whole week. And it's a racing game, which I don't really care for that much.
To the point where your thumb started bleeding.
Yes. I actually, look at this. My thumb is split open, and it was bleeding the other day when I was playing. And you know what I blame? Is I blame the PlayStation controls. My big complaint with this is the PlayStation version controls. You have absolutely no setup. And for anybody who doesn't know, first of all, this game is like, it doesn't use licensed cars. That means full destruction, okay? And it is all about the destruction in this game. It is the most insane wrecks you've ever seen. Extremely detailed. I mean, they put so many like effects on the crashes, like pieces of cars flying off, sparks and shit. I mean, it's great. You see a tire roll by. I mean, just everything is just explodes, basically. It's cool. And then it's got, you know, you have a point. You're supposed to go through all these different events and go through to unlock other events, basically, which you can actually get with a bronze medal in whatever event that is, you know. But if you get the gold, you unlock special cars, special events. You get all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm actually right now at 60% through this game. There's 173 events or something you can do.
Which is huge.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff because I've been playing for, it seems like forever. Like for 5 days, I've done nothing but play that game.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. It's a racing game, and I'm not too big on them, but I do like the arcade-style racer games, like OutRun and like F-Zero. Something where it's not all about, you know, adjusting the shocks in the car, you know, and getting it just right for
that course.
Getting
that perfect racing turn, otherwise you spin the hell out.
Exactly. See, I'm not big on that. I would rather slam into the wall at full speed, and as long as I'm hitting it at a decent angle, I get shot out at the angle I want to be.
Right.
That's what I like, and that's what this game will do. So it's not for the hardest of hardcore racing fans. If you're looking for the modification of the cars, you can't do that.
This is not Gran Turismo.
Yeah, absolutely not. As far as customizing the cars goes, you have three different colors for each car choice. That's it. You know, that's you got like black, blue, and red to choose from for every car. You know, there's one that has like a yellow paint job, you know, like one car though. So they're not big on the customization. There's no modifications to the car. But you don't need it. There's like 65 cars also, most of which I've actually got unlocked now. And it's just, for some reason, I'm obsessed with getting all this stuff with a perfect score. I'm trying to get everything as gold, medals.
With the style of game that it is, the whole customization aspect would really not fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it would kind of deter from the point of the game.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to spend 20, 30 minutes trying to customize a car, something I'm just going to destroy anyway, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I could get some upgrades, though, it might be kind of cool. Like, remember Off-Road and Super Off-Road in the arcade, the monster truck game where you're flying around, where you got basic upgrades that made your turning a little bit easier for you?
Right.
That was, you know, even something like that would have been kind of nice, but I still don't see myself caring. I really don't. Maybe something to add in Burnout 4. I wasn't going to give this game a second look. It looked cool. The demo played like crap. And then I kept hearing about it. And I kept seeing it. And then all of a sudden I realized it has never hit the shelf at Blockbuster. It's there. Never in. Never. Not the Xbox version, not the PS2 version. Finally got my hands on the PS2 version of this. And it's orgasmic. It is nuts. You have a bunch of different events. Of course, you have a race event, which is just like every, you know, just like you think. You race. Try to get first, second, or third place. Whatever. You're racing on city streets most of the time, but you have different locales. I mean, you have mountains, you've got racing around, you know,
urban cities.
Yeah, urban cities, you've got lakes, you've got everything you can imagine. I mean, it's just nuts. You've got from the USA to Europe to the Far East, you have courses, and these courses are broken up into little events. For the most part, you have like six or something events. Like the race one, you have Eliminator, which I think is an awesome take on a regular race, because it's five laps, six racers. Each lap, the guy who's in last place gets eliminated. So you have to finish first. It is a blast because, you know, there's that one guy who's always way up there that you're trying to catch, you know, and then you get up there, you wreck him, you know, and then he wrecks you later on, you know, you're screaming at the screen, you know, trying to catch back up. It's just, it's beautiful. They have, you know, I can't even follow my notes here to see, okay, there we are. Road Rage mode, which is probably one of my favorite events. This one is like a lap or two, usually. It's usually, oh, no, wait, no, there's no laps. It's a time limit, 3-minute time limit. And the goal is, like, say, 6 takeouts for a bronze, 10 for a silver, and 20 for a gold, whatever. So you have to wreck that many cars to win this. Mm-hmm. And it's great because the cars don't move very fast. Like, the other guys are racing, but they're not going, like, say, if you're going 200, they're going, like, 180, it seems like. Because I'll fly up on them really quick, it seems like. And then I could just slam into the back of them or try to, you know, ram them into the rail or whatever. And you even have what they call signature takedowns. If you wreck somebody in a certain part of a level, which is marked on the map so you know where to go and, like, it'll even tell you what you need to do, like, or where you need to do it, it'll stop and take pictures, like, of your wreck. You know, like, you wreck them in the jungle and it says, rumble in the jungle, and then you start, it makes, like, that camera click sound, you know, and then it shows the car from different angles all messed up, and it goes into, like, a photo album. And, of course, if you get all 20 of the signature wrecks, you get, like, another car unlocked. You've got some pretty neat stuff. Definitely things that you want to go back and play and try to get gold for, not just blow through with bronzes. There's also a burning lap thing, which is like a preview lap and some of the special events where you, it's like a time trial.
Mm.
You have to race this whole thing and, you know, beat it within this amount of time.
Right.
That's another one. It's a lot of fun, but frustrating, because that's the one that I have the biggest problem with, and the loading time. I'll start out, and I know that you cannot wreck. You have to race this lap perfectly to get that gold time. To get that gold medal, you got to be there in a certain amount of time, and it's got to be fast. You cannot afford to wreck most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one wreck, because there has been some where I've beaten them on one wreck, and just barely, I lost by a tenth of a second one time. I was pissed.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I wrecked once. So, you know, I had to try it again and not wreck, and sure enough, you know, you get the gold. But the problem is when you wreck, say twice, or even the first time, you don't want to wreck right at the beginning, and let's say you do, you want to restart. So you hit pause, you go to restart, and it takes the damn PlayStation like 5 seconds to reload the level. Now, I understand the Xbox version does that also, and I don't see why.
Yeah, it's all in the RAM. I mean,
yeah,
the entire course, everything that you just loaded it.
Exactly. It's all right there already. The only thing they should really have to reset is your position, the car, the traffic's position, and the timer. Everything else should be the same. I mean, they've loaded up the hefty stuff. The layout and the graphics and the sound is all already there. Insanely fun. The sound, now, this goes either way, because the sound effects themselves are almost a perfect score. They blew my mind. There is nothing quite as satisfying as, like, coming out of a wreck and just slamming on the gas and hitting the boost and hearing your guy, just your car, I guess. I mean, you don't even see your guy ever, but he just flies through the gears. And the noise it makes, though, is just awesome.
Yeah,
the tires
definitely.
Squealing around the corners.
The traffic zooming by you.
Yeah. I mean, it is top-notch. Even when you crash, you know, when you're not when you crash so much as when you, like, rub up against something. Like, the metal-on-metal noise you hear is really good. Everything sounds great. The only weak part for the sound effect itself is the crashing seems like they're missing some sounds. Like, you hear a big collision, but it's not as crazy as the crash looks.
Right, right.
So that was, that leaves, I mean, you still hear some crazy shit, but not as much as I would expect to hear in a crash of that size.
Right.
And the crash events, those are probably one of the coolest things also. You have, they set you up in like a crash junction, which is basically a high traffic zone on one of the courses, right, or one of the parts of the course, and you have to do a certain amount of damage to the other vehicles, including yourself, to win. And it's something like, you know, you have to do 1,000,000 points of damage here. And you actually have little items that you can pick up. Like, there's a boost thing that you can pick up, which gives you unlimited, uncontrollable boost, though. So you can't turn it off, turn it on. You just hit this thing, and you go smoking off into traffic. There's, like, little things that make you explode. There's things that'll reduce your damage or your score by half. There's things that'll double your score. There's even things that'll quadruple your score. But they're usually up in the air. You know, or hard to get to, like you gotta jump
right.
over something, or well, you can't jump, but you crash and you fly over stuff, so you really
you're
have to.
Just right.
Yeah, you really gotta plan it out. There's one that I had to cause 2 wrecks, right, and you hit anything and you're done. You can't go anymore. You wreck, you lose control of the car, and the wreck unfolds, basically, and that's your score. And there was one I spent forever on, because you're on an overpass, and there's cars underneath you, on the freeway going below you, and that's where some of the bonus things are, and then there's a ramp off to the right-hand side. So at first you think, well, I can cause an accident on the top, or I can fly off the ramp and crash into this big pile of oncoming traffic. Well, I was never getting a high enough score for some reason doing either one of those two. Then I realized all these power-ups are right underneath that bridge. So you'd hit the, not the rampway. I'd hit traffic and hit the little thing that makes me explode and cause the wreck upstairs. Now you have, like, what's in effect bullet time. You can hit the R1 button on the PlayStation version, and it throws the game while you're in a wreck, not just any time of the game, only when you're in a wreck. You hit this button, hold it down, it puts you into bullet time, and you have a little bit of control over your car, so you can kind of steer it in the air, basically used to cause like an after touch, which is like a takedown. You know, if you get wrecked, you can still wreck the guy that wrecked you, you know, or maybe the guy next to him, and still get some points for it. In the crash event, though, you use it to kind of steer yourself into the bonus things, like there's money you can pick up and these score multiplier things. So I hit this traffic coming head on here. I hit the little thing to explode me and throw me up in the air. And then I hit the bullet time thing and slow myself down so I have a little bit of control. And I fly just off the rail down into the oncoming traffic just underneath me, fly perfectly into the quadruple damage thing, and then just, bam, get hit head-on by the oncoming traffic underneath, and do, like, 2 million points of damage. Oh, it's so cool. They do a little flyby where it totals up the damage on each car.
Right.
It is a blast. And there's a ton of those. There's a lot of those. So, I mean, if you want to just go blow some shit up with full mayhem destruction, the graphics are top-notch. This is beautiful.
Definitely, definitely.
It's outstanding. It really is. For I could not believe that it looks this good on a PlayStation. From what I understand, though, the Xbox version has less on the particle and lighting effects, as if it was made on the PlayStation and ported to the Xbox.
Hmm.
Definitely seems like they just ported it over. Not like a bad port, though. They just did the effects on the PlayStation. Like, it seems like it was designed specifically for that, and they lost something in the translation. It just seems like it's not quite as bright, I guess. I've only seen screenshots.
Right.
So I don't know if it just happened that the screenshots were wrong. I really don't know. But I want to get my hands on the Xbox version only because I want to try out the controls. They seem a lot better. Now, you can't configure them, so they get minus points for that. There's no configurable controls in this, and I cannot stand that on the PlayStation, you're mashing in that X button so hard, your fucking thumb hurts, because if you let off just the tiniest bit, you start slowing way down.
Mm.
Right? Then you gotta crunch down R1 all the time with the same hand, R1. So you're like, you have this crazy death grip on the right hand side of your controller, where you're trying to be very light and very precise on the left hand side where you're steering with the analog stick. It doesn't work out quite right. And L2 changes the music tracks, right? Mm. Which suck. The music is absolutely horrible. Nobody like, well, I don't like punk. So there's a good lot of people, though, that don't like to listen to punk. 50 or 60 tracks. There's a lot of music, and if you like it, hey, I'm sure you're one happy camper, but there's like 3 tracks that I can tolerate on that, so most of the time I turn it off.
Are there any name bands?
Oh, they're all name bands.
Oh.
They're all like, I couldn't name any because I don't know, but they're like all brand name bands.
It's just music C4 doesn't like.
Yeah, I just can't stand it, you know, and, God, I wish I could throw a name at you, but I don't know. I don't pay attention, but it's like, if you can think of a punk band, they've probably got a song on there, you know, like AFI, I noticed, wasn't on there. Not that I like them either, but, you know, I know that name. There's some other stuff on there. I can't stand it, though. There's like 2 or 3 tracks that are somewhat decent. However, on the Xbox version, you can turn that shit off and use your playlist of your own music that's saved to the hard drive. So that is major plus points for the Xbox.
Yeah.
More games gotta use that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's such a cool handy feature. I wish you could use it if you had a hard drive on the PlayStation. That's such a cool feature. Both of these support multiplayer, online and offline, neither of which I've tried, so I don't know anything about it. The only real negatives, other than the controls on the PS2 version, you know what, there's anti-aliasing on the Xbox version, which almost makes it look a little blurry in the screenshots. It's weird, but you're never sitting still enough to see it. You know, because as it is, everything uses motion blur anyway when you're hauling ass through the city streets and you're moving. It really, really gives you a sense of speed. I can't get over this. As a racing game, I'm floored. Just absolutely blown away. Weather is the only thing that I thought was really actually missing from this game. It's never raining. It's never snowing. It's never mudslides and all that shit. There's never any, like, natural disaster. Nothing. It would have been cool to see that. It seems like I've raced in the daytime and nighttime differently, but it's not hella dark.
Right.
Not like I'd want it to be. Not hella dark where you're driving off of like street lamps. Never that dark. Maybe it's like dusk, you know, and it's set to a certain race, certain event even, you know, or a certain course, certain event. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they did a good job with the weather and the world itself. I guess you could have used a little bit more destructible items. I'll crash into anything that's on the side of the road and I get fucked up beyond belief, but like, you know, everything else is kind of cool.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, other than that, though, this game is flawless. I mean, other than those two things that I think were pretty, pretty needed, though, you know. I don't know, man. If I had to give this game a rating, this has got to be a $45 racing game. Seriously? That's amazing. And coming from me, who hates racing games, I thought, man, this game is the shit. I can't stop playing it. This is the kind of game that I call a bladder buster, where I'm sitting there for like 4 hours where I gotta piss the whole time with my girly bladder, and I can't get up. I tell myself, one more race. And then it's like, I have to pee so bad I'm starting to sweat, you know? It's that much fun. I can't even imagine multiplayer. Absolutely amazing. Now, I noticed I played OutRun before and had some pretty good things to say about it as far as an arcade racer goes, but, you know, on second thought, I really don't think it can hold a candle to Burnout 3. I really, it's got nothing that game has. I mean, nostalgia is what that game has going for it, ultimately. I mean, it's a solid racing game. It's got some cool levels. You know, it's got a lot of levels, too, with the little map tree that you have worked out.
Right.
But, I mean, unless you're into the really getting all the stuff, you're only going to see one or two paths through the game. There's little events you can do which aren't spectacular, like little other things you can do than race. And, like, remixes of the original soundtrack, which is pretty cool, but I'm putting most of my belief in this game being amazing on nostalgia.
Right.
I mean, if this
which
is,
goes a long way.
It does. But you know what? When you see something that's new and fresh and spectacular, you know, versus a game that's very good to, you know, decent to very good with a little bit of nostalgia, I don't think it can beat it. I don't think OutRun can touch it.
Right.
So that's what I had to say about Burnout. It's like all I want to do now is play. So you guys have something to say about probably the biggest advertised game in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I'm almost ashamed I bought it. I mean,
I'm ashamed for you. I'm ashamed to know you.
Obviously, we're talking about GTA San Andreas.
San Andreas. Now, if you've gone to... In fact, Cushion, you mentioned this in your email, and it was funny that you beat me to it, because I have actually been making fun of this for weeks. Have you been to IGN's site?
No, not really.
Holy crap. Okay, are you sitting in front of your computer?
No, but I did go earlier to the site.
Okay, when you get back, go to hwh2.com/temp and look in there for the two screenshots I put up there that are IGN something.
Mm-hmm.
I spent just 2 minutes going to IGN site real quick, right?
Yeah.
And I had like the 8 pages I went to were all like advertising about Grand Theft Auto. The main page is like 75% Grand Theft Auto advertisements.
The stuff that is an advertisement is like, here's the review.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just...
Which, by the way, is the highest score IGN has ever given a PlayStation 2 game, a 9.9.
A 9.9, okay? And I actually, just for fun, went looking around IGN's website to go see what all the 9.9s and 10s were. The only game that I saw they gave a 10 was Zelda Ocarina of Time on the Nintendo 64. They gave a 9.9 to, like, Conker's Bad Fur Day on the Nintendo 64. I think Grand Theft Auto Vice City got a 9.8 or 9.6. Must be a 9.8. And then GTA 3 got a 9.6. So, I mean, they absolutely...
The top four PlayStation games?
Are Grand Theft Auto.
Well, three of them are Grand Theft Auto. The other one was...
I don't remember what it was.
I don't either.
But
so you're saying that you think that the score might have been affected by how much advertisement was on that page?
We can't say that for sure.
Yeah, I can't say that for sure, but I'm saying... You know, there's something fishy going on.
It's an odd coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't see where you say that, because what is it? I went to GameSpot, and they give it a 9.6 out of 10,
uh-huh.
And the main page was only, I don't know, like 60% GTA games, and the little cartoon girl was in their little homepage banner that you click on to get to the main page.
Yeah.
So
it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's totally unrelated.
Yeah, completely. It just, yeah, there's no way.
This is a good game. I have to say, I thought the other one was a good game. I have never thought the series deserved quite the
acclaim
that it's gotten. I think they did a pretty good job of advancing it as well, adding some new things, like you need to go to the gym to make yourself stronger and add more stamina to yourself, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a good addition. The world is really big.
Can you guys hear each other real well?
He's kind of in the background, but I can hear him pretty good.
Yeah, because he's the furthest away from the phone.
Scooch
up there.
Scoot a little closer. I don't know. I think it's a good game.
I think so, too.
We're laughing and giggling over here already. I don't know. I don't have a lot of good to say about it, because it seems like it's such a letdown for the hype they built up that maybe I'm being a little bit harder on it than I should. It seems like the graphics are still crap. The sound is like the sound effects are not very good. The controls I think are horrible, and you can't configure them. And I mean, the overall plot is like the same, just with a gangster theme on it. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's any reason for anybody to go out and spend $50 on a brand new San Andreas when for $20 they can get both GTA 3 and Vice City.
Yeah. See, I'm going to be the Siskel to your Ebert on this one. I think it was a good purchase. I didn't mind buying paying $50 or however it was on sale for, to get it. The graphics, I think, kind of spoiled by the Xbox. As far as GTA games go, it looked really good.
As far as GTA games go, but there should have been a huge leap in graphics there.
The thing you have to understand about GTA is just how much crap they have to load up in the RAM in order for it to function.
I understand.
Exactly. Where some games have style over substance, GTA has a lot of substance over style.
I'd have to agree. They're putting a lot of crap in sheer numbers of things into the RAM, and they have to make a cut somewhere.
Exactly. I mean, the world is huge, and I'm looking at the trees going, oh, wow, the trees look pretty good, but the buildings look like crap, and the cars are meh, but you know what, this is a gigantic world, so, you know, you take what you get.
Yeah, but there's not enough interaction for my liking.
Like, interaction with what?
I can run people over in front of a cop, and the cop doesn't even look my way until I run over, like, X amount of people. You know, I can kill, like, 4 people just fine in front of a cop, and then I'll run over, like, person number 5, and all of a sudden, now I'm wanted.
That's a gameplay decision. If you run a red light and the cop gets pissed at you, you're going to have cops all over you, every time.
Red lights are one thing. Taking a life, though, like, I mean, we're looking at a broad area. Like, I can totally understand the cop's not all over
me. In reality.
And for a red light. In reality, if I was to drive over 5 people in the middle of town, somebody would know about it. And in this game, nothing happens. Until I hit that 5th or 6th person, when all of a sudden I have a wanted thing now. I mean.
And that's a gameplay decision.
But it's a bad one, though.
How is the AI on it?
Retarded. Retarded.
Yeah, it's the same with GTA Vice City. I mean, I sat there in a corner. I must have killed, like, 8 helicopters. I mean, there's tons of them. It's like, come on, you know?
It's like they can't get to you, you know? Like, it seems like they're trying to go for just, like, okay, look, we got this huge world. There's not a whole lot there to, like, that shines. But here's a big world. Buy our game. It's great. Oh, and we're going to use a couple racial slurs and use some bad words. You know?
Like I said, it's not a fantastic, it's not a 9.9 game. I think it's a lot better than you gave it credit for, though.
It probably is.
There's a lot of variety in gameplay. You get different missions that are totally different things. There's all kinds of things to collect and do. And there's just a lot to this game. And there's something to be said about that.
They did take... it feels like they took, say Sly Cooper or Mario 64, took the size of that, and then just took out the load-in points in between. Right? And so you had all this crap to do, but because they had to load it all up at once, you know, that it really fell short in the end. Like, they hurt themselves more. Because did you guys notice there's no loading time on it?
Well, there's loading time before each mission, though. It's like, they gotta load up the stuff for the mission, if you notice. There's, like, a really long time between when it says, like, they'll say Big Smokey, and you wait and you wait, and the cinema comes up, and you end it, and you wait and you wait, and then you go out and do it.
It seems like you can drive around, like, whole places without much effort. It's faster on mine though, because I use the hard drive. So maybe that's what I'm not. Maybe that's why I'm not seeing it.
Well, no, I haven't seen a touch of load. I don't have that. And I don't have a touch of loading driving around anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I can fly all over the place, but I don't know. It's not very. The frame rate seems to suffer when I get a bunch of shit on the screen. I can't say that this is a very good game. If it stood on its own. If it did not have a game that was just like it just a little bit ago, and a game just like that just before that, it would be a better game. But it doesn't seem to me that they've improved anything.
I'd argue it's the whole the Mario Kart factor, where if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and if it was really good, then just more of the same is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. People go ape shit nuts over this game. I don't, so I have a problem with them making something that sucks to me, just as bad as every other one, you know? But you get a guy that likes it, and, I mean, how the hell did you play all the way through to 100%?
I don't know. I just got hooked. I was like, well, there's so much more I could do. I could be a cop. You know, I could get all the packages and, you know, run forever without getting tired. It was just one of those things. I just dug in more and more and more, and I was like, okay, I'm at, like, 70. Let's go to 100.
Yeah, I with Vice City, I got to about 60%, and then I had to stop because it was just...
Let me tell you, there was some tedious shit in my city. That's all I'm saying.
It lost my interest, and this will too. But it's a cool game. It's fun to just sit down and play for a little while here and there.
Yeah, and if I may say so, if you're looking for 100% in San Andreas, something tells me you're going to be doing a lot of shit because you're seeing a lot of shit all around.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is it? There's stuff you can do at the gym. You can be as strong as you want. And it's like, if you go back to his house, he's got a Genesis with, like, games. You know you're going to get a special percentage for getting a high score in Galaga knockoff.
Nice. That's kind of neat, but I don't know. It seems like this one, by far and away, is easily the best one yet.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, I can see that, you know, I mean, if you love this and couldn't get enough of the first, you know, Grand Theft Auto 3, anyway, and Vice City, you can't go wrong going out and buying this game. But even if I loved it, I mean, paying $50 for something I just felt like I played, it feels the exact same. They took away the mobster stuff, added the ghetto stuff. Now you're like some kind of a gangster, and I mean, it's like the same damn thing. They have the same missions, like the extra stuff, like the taxis and the fucking ambulances.
Yeah.
I don't find that to be very interesting, only because it seems like they're trying to give you this, oh, here's this real world that we've created, go do stuff, and then you have ridiculous stuff that you'd never be able to get away with, you know?
Okay, on the $50 price tag, I'd argue that Vice City came out 2 years ago. You know, people have been waiting for the next Vice City.
How old is that?
I thought 2002.
Holy.
Vice City's been out a long time.
Damn, I didn't think it was quite that old. It seems to me it was just not too, I guess so, huh?
Why, it's like 3 years old, I think.
Jesus. She's telling my case.
But why does it look the exact same? Why does the new one look the same as it, and it feels the exact same?
To be fair, I think they did a little bit more detail. When I was going to buy it, I was like, oh, great, people are going to be blocky. But you look, and the faces are kind of detailed. The cars are a little more detailed. You know, I mean, we're not talking, you know, Dead or Alive or Ninja Gaiden or anything, but still, for GTA, it's improved.
Yeah, for that game, I guess it's better for that game. To me, it looks the same. I don't know. I play on the PC, GTA 3 and Vice City, and it was so much better looking that I just kind of got used to that. And then I see it on the PlayStation, what crap it is, and the controls are just, they're not quite perfect. They do a better job on the little mini games and crap, though, than the PC's controls seem to, though. You know, I like having the PlayStation controller for the mini games and whatnot, but I'm looking at this game thinking to myself, we've played this before. Now, granted, obviously, we can sit here and say, you know, what about Doom? We played Doom before, and you loved that. You know, but it's like, they changed so much. I mean, okay, oh, but you run around and blow stuff up, so yeah, but they changed quite a bit of that now. I was never that same level of scared before. They didn't have all the crazy lighting. The graphics are vastly improved.
Well, and how many years were between Doom 2 and 3?
You know? Huh?
How many years were between Doom 2 and 3? They had a big leap to go.
Yeah, it was a long, long time, though, yeah. But, I mean, ultimately, it's just the same game, yet they changed enough of it. GTA struck me as it's the same game, and they didn't change dick. They added a bicycle and spray paint. You know, but I know there's more. You can make your guy fat by going to McDonald's or whatever.
Or you can make him real buff, or you can add a driver skill.
So there is, I mean, there's a lot of
cars drive a little more realistically. If I take a car, especially with my low driver skill and kind of a crappy car, it's not like some Ferrari or anything, and I tap the brakes and I try to turn, I do a donut.
Oh, yeah?
In Vice City, I'd power slide right perfect.
Huh. See, I kind of like that, because I keep trying to do that in San Andreas.
Well, and when you get your driver skill up, you'll be able to do it.
Oh, okay.
You know, that pisses me off. I think you should be able to do, you know, like what you could in Vice City. You know, don't say you have to go to driver's ed to learn the stuff that was natural in Vice City.
Well, you are a different person, though.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like RPG element to it, you know.
Yeah, you're building your character. Yeah. You're getting more in his shoes.
Yeah, and that was the thing is, everybody went nuts about the stats because, you know, basically Grand Theft Auto is just a pick-up-and-play game. But the stats are really just leveling up your character. It's no big deal.
It's pick up and play on its own. I mean, you just, I don't know.
You can dress up your guy, too.
Yeah.
Like Barbie and shit.
Yeah. The funny thing is, if you go to his house, he's got, like, a wardrobe. You know, like a walk-in closet you go into.
With pretty bad loading times on that, I noticed.
Yeah.
I walked into that closet, and it was like, hold on.
Oh, and if you walk out into the wrong room and go back into the closet, oh my god.
Yeah, I did that too, right away. That was pretty upset.
Did you find a camera?
I didn't like it very much.
Okay, no, I just have to ask this. Why is there a camera in this game?
It doesn't need to, there doesn't need to be.
You know, nothing's worth taking a picture of. You've got the same, like, 10 pedestrians. It's not like any crash is going to be too big, and if there is, you're going to be in it.
Exactly, yeah. I thought that was kind of strange, too, because I kept trying to do stuff, and then I would find myself, like, trying to get a better angle all of a sudden. So now I'm, like, getting shot at, and I'm rushing some dude with a baseball bat, and I'm trying to fuck with the camera?
The only time I ever touch the camera is when I'm, let's say I'm pulling out of a spot, and instead of waiting for the camera to pull out behind me, I'll switch it.
Speed
real
it
quick.
Up a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
No, I meant the camera, like you take a picture.
Oh, the camera item.
Oh.
Yeah. You can but if you want to talk about the camera is shit in this game. I'm sorry, I love Grand Theft Auto, but the camera, for some reason, it sucks. I know. I don't know if it was like Vice City, I forgot.
The Vice City didn't have it.
Yeah, you couldn't control it, I thought.
No, when you touched the other analog stick, you went into first person.
Yeah, or like, you know, you back your car up and it would go automatically behind you.
And it does in this too. They just give you the option to move the camera as well.
Well, I noticed that the camera is really bad in some areas. It's like the one mission where, what is it, you're on bikes, or what is it, like, some guy's trying to drive by you, right, and you gotta get your friends to shoot him back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you sideswipe them, like, against a wall, the camera will go, like, up and through your car, you know.
That's weird. I don't know.
It certainly has its problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll say that from the get-go. I'm no GTA fanboy.
Why couldn't they have worked on those problems instead of just saying, hey, it's bigger?
Because they don't have to.
But they need to. You're right, though. They don't have to because everybody loves it the way it is, but there's so many things that should be fixed in that game that all it's going to take is some shit like Narc to come out, which will rip off the engine and make it fat, and they're done.
I don't know. I think the...
Well, I know it's not going to be Narc. It's not going to be Narc, but some other game is going to come along and just whoop their ass at their own game, I think. Because I feel that they're being lazy. I feel they're really, really... Sure, it's been a long time, but if you ask me, they didn't improve that much. They could take the two games they had, stuck them together, put a zone in between, put a damn city in between, and we wind up with the same game. Change the textures, bam, there's San Andreas. That's what I felt they did. It left me so, like, kind of angry that the whole, well, at least you look at IGN and, you know, any big review place is going just bonkers.
Best game in the past 10 years they're talking about.
That's right. They're saying best game ever. Go look at, I'm going to post those damn screenshots on the forum because they're hiding out in the temporary directory on the site. I'm going to post them in the forum because I grabbed screenshots of IGN site where it's flat out best game ever and there's an ad on every single fucking page next to every screenshot.
Best game or best PlayStation game?
It's just nuts. What?
Best game or best PlayStation game?
Best game ever.
Oh, no, that's...
With a question mark.
It had a question mark, but there's no doubt when they give it something like that. With a 9.9, and if you look at IGN scores, 9.9 and up, they're saying that Rockstar's Grand Theft series rivals, basically, Zelda.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's a very, very, very bold statement.
That's a whole lot more than a bold statement.
That's, yeah, it is. That's absurdity is what that is. You know,
especially since these 3D GTA games are only 3 years old. How long has Zelda been out? It's a legacy.
The new ones are scoring way up there. You know, Ocarina of Time or whatever the hell it's called, Ocarina or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. That one, you know, that's like, they gave that a 10.
Okay, yeah, well, how did Wind Waker do?
You know, okay, well, I don't know. What did Wind Waker get on IGN?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Ocarina of Time is probably my favorite game ever, though.
That's a pretty amazing game. I mean, that game is mind-blowing. There's so few flaws in that game. It deserves a high
score.
And
it totally changed the face of gaming forever.
And
but so has GTA.
It has, but it spawned a lot of crappy clones of it, too.
Yeah.
Of what I feel is not a very good game to begin with. GTA, here's what happens. Every single time I play this, I play for, like, Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City, and so far San Andreas have all been the exact same. I'm blown away. Wow, this world is huge. Nothing controls well, nothing acts correctly, but this is kind of neat. I can go do whatever I want. So I'm going to do some missions. So, like, 2 hours into it, I'm like, God, these missions are stupid. I got to go to the drive-thru for a fucking bucket of chicken, you know, or I got to go bounce my car, you know, show off my hydraulics for a minute. And then, you know, I'm not a gangster. You know,
so, to be fair, I think the first, it's really slow getting into it, but they want to show you that there's these stats now, you know, you can eat and get fat, or you can go to the gym and get muscle, or, you know, you can get an afro.
Yeah, there was, I mean, yeah, the beginning missions are a lot of training and stuff, you know, so it's kind of cool, and, you know, they show you that you can do all these new things, but beyond that, though, this is every single time. I do a mission or two, I get so bored of the missions, because they seem not very interesting for some reason, and I can't place it, because they should be cool, particularly GTA 3 and Vice City. They should have been way cool to me, being the mobster stuff that I'm more into than, like, say, ghetto stuff and all this gangster crap. I'm not so sure about, and I get bored so quickly, like within 4 to 5 hours of all three of these games, to where the game becomes, I don't know what to do with myself, so I just think, well, maybe I'll pop in one of the Grand Theft Auto games and run around, and I just start driving around until I accidentally run over 4 or 5 people, you know, and then all of a sudden I get chased by the cops, next thing you know, I got 4 or 5 on my little wanted meter, and then I'm being chased by the whole damn National Guard, then I get killed, and what happens? I do it all over again. Yeah. You know, and you do that 5 or 6 times, and then I'm just like, what the hell did anybody play this game for?
Well, for me, it was just going from mission to mission, because as you go from mission to mission, they'll unlock more people, more missions, and more parts of town, and then it just kind of rolls out and out, and you see this huge landscape. So for me, that's the fun part, is just advancing over this gigantic area.
And they did a good job of that, though, making a big area.
Yeah.
They certainly did.
Another stuff we didn't touch on, what did you think about the music and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that. The music is, look at the sound effects are crap, but the music is great.
it's a whole lot better.
The guns sound like staple guns.
Yeah, they do.
No, they sound like my stapler at work. Clack, clack, clack. Like the first drive-by, it's horrible sound effects.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of guns you've got, but I've got some kind of Mac 10 looking thing that doesn't sound quite right either.
I don't even have a gun yet. I'm still doing the BS mission.
Yeah. Well, you'll get a baseball bat, you know, and I don't know. It just, oh god, there's so many things I needed to do before they needed to make it bigger. I felt anyway.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, I like the music. I like the music's in the '90s now, so it's all the rap music that we know.
Absolutely, Eazy-E.
Yeah, Nothing But a G thing.
Yeah.
Slick Rick's on there. You got some hip hop, like I think Boyz II Men's on the station.
Oh really?
Yeah. The only bad thing is, like, half the stations, I think, like, they got a country station.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They got a bad reggae station. They also put a couple loser stations in these games, and I don't get it.
What's with K-Rose?
That's the country station.
That's the... Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't help but think of Kevin Rose when I saw that for some reason.
I saw
Axl Rose is one of the DJs. I thought that was his station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess he's the DJ for the classic rock station.
Honestly, I turn the music off when I'm playing only because it seems like every goddamn time I get in a car, my people start talking to me. And I can't,
exactly.
I can't hear them over the music.
I'm trying to listen. I'm like, hey, is this Dr. Dre? And it's like, hey, it's good to have you back, man. You're back in the room.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to hear this.
Exactly. You know, I just, that pissed me off.
I'm sorry, but I got to say this. You know, it was bad enough that Grand Theft Auto made little kids want to kill people. Now you're going to have a whole bunch of little thug kids now.
Yeah, you are.
Just the grade school, like these white little grade school kids are going to be talking like the guys in the game, and I wonder what the congressman will say about that.
Exactly. We were talking about this last night on IRC, as a matter of fact, making the point that, you know, kids got a hold of this game. And they're going to play it, and next thing you know, they're going to start using all these racial slurs and all these bad words in public. Somebody's going to hear it and flip out.
Well, see, these kids are also, you know, quoting Chappelle's show, so they can aim it that way, too.
Yeah, but they won't. They're going to aim it to it. Lieberman's going to get a hold of this. And he's going to screw it up for everybody else.
Well, it is that time of year again. Election day next Tuesday.
It is. It's going to be big real soon here. Good timing, Rockstar.
They're hoping for it.
You know, oh yeah, this will drive sales like nuts.
What the hell do you think happened with Vice City?
I know.
I honestly am surprised they haven't heard anything on the news yet. Like, you know, they're outside Best Buy with all the kids saying, well, what do you want this game, you know?
Give it some time. I mean, it's only been out for what, a day?
Day and a half. It came out, I guess, like 7 o'clock on Monday. It was
okay.
Really weird.
Day and a half. Give a little bit of time to get out there, you know, because I was even a little bit shocked of some of the language in it. Not like shocked like I was offended. Shocked that they would go that far and not get an AO rating. That it only got an M rating.
Well, the thing that surprised me was the first couple of Grand Theft Autos, like the worst words they said were like shit.
Oh, now they got motherfucker.
using the N-words all over the place.
N-word.
That's when it got me.
Yeah, that blew my mind. I was shocked.
It really doesn't surprise me because what is it? True crime, they throw on the F-word like no problem.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, then I was just shocked to see Blood Rain not say fuck. Remember?
She says, like, ass or shit or something.
Yeah, but there was one point where she was going to say it, and she goes, and then just cut off. And I was like, what the hell? That was weird. I didn't get far enough to see if it changes later, but, I mean, I was still shocked to see it at this point where they cut it off. But maybe I missed something. Maybe somebody interrupted her or something. Maybe I wasn't paying close attention. I was still kind of blown away. But, so what do you guys think? If I give this a rating, I'm going to say bad shit only based on the fact that not only do I not like any of the series, but I'm going to grade it against the other ones. If you guys look at my notes, you'll see I did want to grade it, but I'm not going to because everybody's notes are going to be too low for what it deserves. It is better than I make it out to be.
But no, if you had like a value amount, what would you say?
I'm going to say $37.50.
$37.50 would have been a good solid price to pay. By Cobart.
Maybe 40.
Maybe 40 bucks.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said it's good. I'd run out and buy it, but then again, I'm a GTA whore. It's just a little too much like Vice City version 2 to kind of, you know, to need that big price point. I said, you know, go to Walmart and in a couple of weeks and get it for like $38.88.
No. This game is not going down in price in
not
the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a while.
I don't know. You'd see discs in Vice City every once in a while when it first came out.
Yeah, I don't know how soon they went down, but see, my problem would be, in fact, you know what, you guys gave it some, alright, I would say, okay, crap.
You want me to rate it?
I would go with $37 to $40 also, if there was no GTA 3 or Vice City. But based on the fact that those games do exist, and this is the same fucking game, I'm gonna, $20 seems about right.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say.
Only because I can go get Vice City and GTA 3 for that $20 and have two games. Not just one. And I can pick this up for $20 in a year or so, you know? That's why I wasn't so sure what kind of... I was kind of afraid, so... I don't know. But you know what? We're running really short on time. As far as... We could just blow through some the last little bit here. I wanted to say... I watched a movie called Grand Theft Parson. Basically, some guys steal... Or a guy steals some like one of his friend's body. It's like... He was a musician or something, and they made a pact that he wants to, like, free his soul, don't let him get buried in a cemetery or whatever, wants to take him out to the middle of the desert and burn his body and have some kind of crazy, like, voodoo ritual kind of thing. That's the joke they were making throughout the movie anyway. Anyway, it sounds like it'd be a great comedy, but it's not. It's a serious movie where some guy says that he wants to, like, you know, he's trying to get his friend, but then he runs into, like, this druggy, total hippie loser guy, you know, who, and they drive this, like, yellow, crappy hearse around with the guy's dead body in the back of it. It would have been a pretty funny comedy with, changes in the storyline and whatnot. Mm. Christina Applegate's in it. You know. Oh, my God, I remembered her name. Awesome. I was going to say Kelly from Married with Children. And the guy who plays Danny on Las Vegas, the TV show, he's in there. It's just not funny, and it's not serious enough to enjoy it. You don't learn anything about the guy. You want to know about the guy that's dead and his buddy, and you don't learn dick about him. There's like one scene in the whole movie where they run to the guy's dad because they're being chased by the guy's father. The guy who's dead's father wants the body. The cops need the body. They want it because they know they stole it. All this crap. And like, there's one scene with the father in a bar somewhere where they like, he has a moment and discovers that these friends of his were better friends than his father was. And so he kind of like, oh, I understand now all of a sudden. And it's just, it's weak. I mean, this is at best like... A 50-cent movie. I paid $2 to rent it and wasn't terribly disappointed, but I was playing Burnout while it was on. So take that into consideration. Then I rented White Chicks, which
oh,
is...
No.
Yeah, oh no. This has got... this is a comedy with the... I think,
quote-unquote comedy.
Yeah. Is it the Wayans Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right?
I still think there should be like an alleged comedy section of Blockbuster.
Absolutely. They're two black guys, if you don't know who they are, dressed up as white chicks trying to capture a kidnapper who's out after these rich valley girl type high profile, like what's that chick's name that was on the sex tape?
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. Kind of reminds me of that, right? Her and
well, aren't their names like the Wiltons or something?
Yeah, the Wilsons, yeah. That's right. And they're two blonde chicks, Brittany and their Brenda or some shit. Anyway, they're retarded. So something happens. They get like scratches. One of them gets like a tiny little paper cut size scratch on her lip, and the other one gets a little tiny cut on her nose. and they won't go to the biggest social event of the year. So these two guys who are like in shit with their boss, of course, what other, you know, movie haven't we seen where the two law enforcement guys that have to use tactics that are not by the book, that are not in trouble with the boss, have to go to some strange lengths to, you know, catch this kidnapper. So they dress up like these white chicks and they hang out in, like, you know, all the high class places and all this stuff, and they're supposed to be all famous and everything, and you know, honestly, there's some pretty funny shit in this movie. Unfortunately, half of the movie is just dull and dry, and like you're not reminded of the kidnapping this whole time. You're just trying to sit and watch and enjoy the comedy, which isn't all that funny all the time. Honestly, half of the movie really blew, and half of it, I was actually laughing. It was not that bad of a rental at all.
The premise is pretty bad, which doesn't lend itself. I mean, it's...
Yeah, the makeup was pretty bad, too. Like, you're just looking at it going, how can anybody think this is real? And they actually had a good excuse, Botox. They were like, we just got Botox injections.
It's supposed to be the girl.
Yeah.
Even though they look like plastic toy albino people?
Yes, exactly.
I think that's too much,
you know, escape from reality.
It is. It's a little rough to try to get over that. Like, their best friends don't even notice it. You know, they're just like, oh, hey, how you guys doing? You know, and it's weird. But, like, some funny shit does happen. Like, they're hanging with the girls, right? So, you know, they almost get caught. There's the dirty cop sniffing the guy's underwear because he thinks it's a chick. There's the slumber party with all the girls and his girl, you know, all the real girls, you know, like their friends. And then them two having a slumber party where they're, like, practicing giving blowjobs to dildos and stuff, you know. I mean, there's some funny stuff in there. There's the guy who plays Damon in Next, or Friday After Next, or whatever one that is. He's in there, and he's got a pretty funny part, too, because he's hitting on one of them. And there's actually some pretty good jokes in there. All in all, I'd say it's like 50-50. You're going to love it. You're going to hate it. If you're kind of down the middle, that's where I was. It was funny, but yet kind of boring in parts, but worth watching. $4 out of a solid $8, you know, as our maximum. I'd say about $4 would be about right, so it's not too bad to rent. There's certainly worse movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're so out of time.
Yeah.
So does anybody have anything last minute to wrap up?
No.
No?
Nope.
Cushion?
Great to be on the show.
Thank you so much for being on here with us. I'm so value your opinion, and especially all the emails we get from you. We probably got more emails from you than from anybody else.
With really?
Reviews and stuff. Oh yeah, you hear us read like almost everything that we get. So, and we've got quite a bit of stuff from you. Thank God. You know, everybody can send in reviews and whatnot. We'd love to hear them because it's not our opinion that counts or anything. It's not opinion. It's like I just like telling everybody about these games that are coming out so they can base their own opinion on it. Just what we happen to think about it.
Right.
So hearing other opinions is always good, though, because it kind of keeps it fresh. You know, it kind of reminds people that, oh, yeah, people like different games, you know. So.
And, yeah, that's what I did. I just kept sending in reviews and stuff, and, you know, look, I'm on the show now.
That's right. See, instant stardom, huh?
Huge internet superstar now.
That's right. So until next week, I guess, I don't know, we're going to have to line somebody up or something, figure something else out. So it's not just us two again.
Yeah.
It would be nice to kind of stay away from that. We even got an email that I lost or something in here that said that sounded really good with three people because we had a nice little round table discussion going on, not just you and me flying back and forth and agreeing on every single little thing. And so, whatever. So, all right, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Bye.